Ferguson Stadium by the Populous Design Firm. The Assembly Hall slash State Farm Center in Urbana by AECOM. And the Eikenberry Commons Resident Hall Number 3 in Urbana by FGM. In addition, Vice President Knorr made a presentation of two items for consideration. The first being the preliminary operating budget for fiscal year 2014 with the statutory continuing of appropriations until we finalize that probably in September. Fiscal year 2014 agreement for the Alumni Association and Foundation on their annual operating support. Mike Bass presented the capital items, and Heather Habracker presented the purchase and renewal recommendations for committee consideration. Also, Vice Chancellor Barbara Henley with Michael Ginsburg and Mike Jonan made presentation on two items for consideration, one being the student health insurance rates for the academic year 2013-14 here in Chicago, and the CTA, Chicago Transit Authority, UPass program in Chicago for the following year. In addition, Bob Plankenhorn presented the financing team proposal for future auxiliary facility revenue bond issue for the Assembly Hall and Eikenberry Commons. Peter Newman made a presentation on proposed revision to the language in the liability self-insurance plan. University Auditor Julie Zamitis presented a summary of the university internal audit activity for the quarter ended March 31, 2013. Maxine Sandrato presented the results of the university's FY12 federal and state compliance audit. Vice President Knorr advised the committee on the results of the successful auxiliary revenue bond refinancing transaction that had been approved in the board meeting in March. At 3 p.m., the committee moved into executive session and very quickly at 3:05 reconvened. I would point out to you that there are 13 items that we are voting on today being put forward for your consideration. Item 17, the renaming of the Art and Design Hall in Chicago. Item 18, the renew of the Chicago Transit Authority UPass contract in Chicago. Item 19, the student health insurance rate for Chicago campus academic year 2013-14. Item 23, the to approve the preliminary operating budget for fiscal year 2014. Item 24, approval of the fiscal year 2014 agreement for the University of Illinois Alumni Association and University of Illinois Foundation. Item 25, auxiliary facilities system revenue bonds. Item 26, approve project amend professional services consultant contract and construction manager contract, and approve design for the renovation and addition to the Assembly Hall in Urbana. Item 27, the redesign Assembly Hall as, the redesignation of the Assembly Hall as State Farm Center in Urbana. Item 28, to approve the project and award construction contract for replacement of Barlow Number 7 in Chicago. Item 29, approve design, budget increase, and amend professional services consultant contract for the Stanley O. Eikenberry Commons Resident Hall Number 3 in Urbana. Item 30, to designate the Curtis Granderson Stadium, approved project and design for the stadium in Chicago, award a contract for exterior repairs for Davenport Hall in Urbana, and lastly, the purchase and renewal recommendations that are being put forward. The meeting concluded at 3:05, and the next meeting will be held on Monday, July 15th at 1 p.m. That concludes the Audit, Budget, and Facilities Finance Committee. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll go on to the presentation of the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee. Trustee Strobel.
Yes. The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met on May 9th via video conference at the Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield campuses. All of the trustee committee members were in attendance in one way or another. At the meeting, we first approved the minutes of the last meeting that had been held on October 25th, 2012. We also reviewed a number of items that are within the purview of our committee, in